Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Steve Van Rogel, Federal Chief Information Officer and Administrator for eGov within the Office of Management and Budget. I'd like to get a sense from your perspective how the role of the federal CIO for agencies, how has it evolved from simply a mission support to a trusted business advisor?
I would say it's still both. It's probably the mix of the aspects of those are variable based on where the agency is and where they get. I think the key change for me and having talked to other management officials from prior administrations, and I did a lot of that to understand kind of what are the dynamics and all this is, you know, that, you know, technology used to just be a technology problem. It was just a, you know, boy, email's not up right now. We need to go fix email, or, you know, the help desk is getting overwhelmed by something and we need to go like work on the help desk or things. Technology is now a part of almost everything we do. You know, and sitting through like the budget process in OMB, which I've had a few years to do, it's amazing how much technology comes up in almost every conversation in some way, shape or fashion. I mean, there's many domestic and international, you know, policy areas that technology is not the core, but it's part of it. And so the role of the CIO and the role of technology in the agencies has broadened beyond just kind of that discretionary view. And by such, then the role, you know, coaching the agencies on how to think about that. You know, when I go in and I run a portfolio stat, I'm not really just talking about the IT portfolio. I'm actually talking about what are the objectives of your agency? When our first conversation about start with your objectives and work into the tactics, what are the objectives of your agencies? What are the levers at your disposal? You've got money, you've got people, you've got property, you've got infrastructure, you've got technology, you've got all kind of all these things. You've got a pen to write Congress and a phone to call people. Like, what are all these levers at your disposal to get that mission done? What are your resources within those levers? You know, how much budget do you have? Because your list is probably longer than the budget you have to execute it. And how do you then combine those efforts to go get that mission done? And when you find technology, you know, a lot of our discussion today has been about procurement and people and other things. You know, that's a CFO and a chief human capital officer and a chief acquisition officer conversation. You know, it's not just a not a CIO conversation anymore. And so this role is really evolved into helping agencies understand how to really do it what would be the norm in the private sector, an investment review board, you know, someone that gets together and really thinks about what outcomes are we trying to drive? How do we bring the people and resources and things that we have at our disposal to go get it done, and how we smartly implement stuff to hit that? And it's about that kind of combination and vibrancy is where my job has gone, and where really portfolio stat conversations really sit within a, you know, my agenda to teach them how to run an investment review board within the context, using IT as the conversation starter.
So transitioning to the future, what are some of the key issues that will face the federal IT community in the future, say the next couple of years, 5 years? And what are some of the emerging technologies out there that could help with some of these issues?
I like to think about where will I park my flying car. yes, exactly. But I'm a dreamer, so you got to discount what I say here about the future. No, I think the future. I think the future of the government is bright. I think that we, the role that technology has played in the government and the role that the government has played partnering with the private sector to get things done has been profound in our society. I mean, it's almost the technology is this defining factor. I'm a huge history buff. And if you look back upon the past in this country, innovation tends to always follow disruption in our country. I mean, a defining trait of American exceptionalism is when the going gets tough, technology gets going, and you end up implementing technology in a way that just really changes the game for our society. And I think if you look at the economic downturn of 2008, things like clean energy and open data, and there's all kinds of things sort of emerging in this state of, you know, American exceptionalism. If you go back, you know, to the 1800s, IBM was actually founded based on the struggles that the government was facing in completing the census when we had all this incredible immigration in the country in the late 1800s. And this innovative American came up with this tabulating machine, and on that, on the success of that, founded IBM. And you look past into our society, and there's incredible track record of those kind of feats. Over 50% of the Fortune 500 in this country were founded in our worst economic times. And I think that that speaks to that phenomenon, and really you can telegraph the future based on that phenomenon. And I think, you know, so the future here is really one about how are we using technology to kind of foster economic value, safety, better education, all those kind of national purposes broadly. I think facing the federal IT community, you know, where we will play a role there is really following kind of those tech trends. And, you know, we still today, for example, treat on-premise laptops and computers as a different operating environment than mobile. And we're already seeing with smart tablets and the integration of cellular chips in more traditional laptops and things like that. There's these worlds are coming together, and you will treat those as one environment. And it'll be an environment where people just walk around and have computing with them all the time, something that's becoming, you know, very normal in the out in the world, but still isn't the norm in the business place or in the government on the desktop, and sort of bringing those things together and seeing that future is one. I think the role that data plays in our both in our everyday lives and the way we have businesses done. You know, we have the struggles with privacy and you know, how are we protecting data, and how are we making sure that we're doing good work there. I think the administration has done an incredible job on this recent report, kind of outlining some of the challenges in the realm of big data and how we need to tackle those and face those. And so it's thinking about the role of data, because it can lead to incredible different and incredible decision making and outcomes, I think, for our society. And the role that cloud computing plays, you know, we still are the envy of the world in technology as a society. I mean, America still runs 80% of the cloud computing environment. When you go overseas, people talk about Google and Facebook and everybody else, you know, all these great American companies. We want to make sure that we maintain that competitive advantage, but do it in a way that still fosters an open internet and promotes the principles of that open internet around the world. And so we've got some tough challenges ahead of us to think about, you know, data sovereignty and how are we navigating those waters. And so there's a lot to be challenges to be faced with, but I think that, as I mentioned, I think the future's bright, and it's waiting for us to go out and seize.
So as we close today, Steve, what advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
Well, first I'd say do it. It is a life adventure like none other. You get to, you know, be at the forefront of shaping, not a witness to history, but shaping it. And it's just incredible from both the intellectual curious to the history buff, to the person who really wants to drive massive impact and do that all the time. I think it's also great. You know, my experience, I have a very singular experience, but I've met a lot of different people in government, is to also think about rotations. You know, take a rotation in government, go out and work in the private sector. And I don't mean that in a revolving door sort of way. You know, you get a lot of sort of people that sort of move in and out within just a small ecosystem here. I'm talking more about, I want those people from the Silicon Prairie in Des Moines, Iowa, or the Silicon Alley in New York, or the people up in Seattle or Austin or other places, to think about, you know, how am I taking a role in government? What kind of impact can I go drive? And maybe take a sabbatical or take a leave or leave your job behind, come join the effort to make your country a better place and foster a better future for America, and then potentially go back someday.
Well, this has been a wonderful conversation. I want to thank you for your time today, but more importantly, Steve, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you. I get to talk a lot about other people's work, and I think it's the as I mentioned at the really open, it's the hardworking, you know, people within the government that really makes this country tick, and they're the ones that deserve all the credit. I'm here for the ride.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Steve Van Rogel, Federal Chief Information Officer and Administrator for eGov within the Office of Management and Budget. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.